You know, each week at this time, we honor a town, a village, a burg.
Shtetl.
A shtetl. Thank you very much. Here's Sarah Nix with our town of the week.
Our town of the week is Cedarville, California. It's a small town nestled at the eastern foot of the Warner Mountains in the Tri-Corner region of northeastern California. It was founded in 1864 as a stopping point for wagon trains full of westbound settlers. It was originally called Deep Creek. An enterprising settler named Henry Talbert built a cabin there and started selling supplies to the pioneers at exorbitant prices, I'm told. Downtown Cedarville was laid out a few years later by John Bonner and William Kressler. The first post office opened in 1869, and it was soon the largest town in Surprise Valley with a population of 220 people. Some of the descendants of the original inhabitants of the area, the Paiute tribe, still live in the Cedarville area. They have an independent government called the Cedarville Rancheria. These days, about 500 people live in Cedarville. People farm grains and grasses, onions and corn in the high desert valley. There's some ranching in the area, too. Visitors can head out into the wilds in hopes of seeing elk, antelope, or wild mustang. There are also countless hawks, falcons, and cranes for bird watchers in the group. In the winter, they're skiing on the Cedar Pass Ski Hill. There are horse shows and rodeos to check out throughout the year. And if you're in town in March, you can join in the annual Squirrel Roundup and Banquet. And that's our town of the week, Cedarville, California.
That was so nice right up into that. Squirrel Roundup? I mean, are these squirrels hunted down and gunned down? And
I do believe so. I think we're going to have to verify for sure with a local, but from what I could tell, it looks like people get their shotguns out and go hunting ground squirrels.
Is because they're varmints?
I would assume so.
And maybe get me some varmints? Is that a typical thing?
They could also be delicious. I don't know.
I tried eating a squirrel one time. I had one of these local gray squirrels.
No.
First of all he did was he stuck it in the oven. I think he cleaned it out, hopefully. But he stuck it in the oven on his back. So they pulled it out of the oven, and there's like this little thing. You know, a little tiny drumstick sticking up there, all burned up and stuff. And said, here, have a drumstick. And take it out. It's, you know, like eating a rat or something. You know. And I can't say I had a good feeling for it. But I can't be for the food is what I'm hoping.
Well, and maybe ground squirrels are different than tree squirrels, arboreal squirrels.
Oh, these are tree squirrels?
No. I'm assuming the squirrel you ate was a tree squirrel, and these are ground squirrels, which are maybe...
Oh, these are ground squirrels.
Maybe they're fattier.
So aren't they chipmunks then, maybe?
No.
Groundhogs. Wouldn't it be groundhogs? Because they're a nuisance, I know, for a lot of people. I don't want to get into the details of this. Sandra Perriott in Cedarville, California can clear all this up. And let's get her on the line right now. Hi, Sandra. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good.
That's good. Did we catch you at a good time? You got time to talk?
Sure.
You didn't happen to hear anything of the description of Cedarville, just given?
No, I didn't hear the description of Cedarville, just a little bit about the ground squirrels.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can you clear that up for us? What is that roundup all about?
Well, the ground squirrels, because you can't poison them, et cetera, they come up in February. And then they reproduce fairly quickly.
Uh-huh.
And
you'd
so
have to in those conditions.
They're a nuisance to the crops.
Oh.
And we grow alfalfa here.
Oh.
And so that's kind of where they like to be. They, you know, will live in other crops too, but they eat the leaves off the plant, and then the plant doesn't produce as much as it should produce. But they there's kind of a population explosion.
Oh.
When they reproduce, which seems quick, and
seemed to,
so
to me too, yeah.
That's how that got started. I mean, that's one way to decrease the population is to get rid of them through
shooting. Are these like groundhogs, ground squirrels?
No, they're not a groundhog.
No.
I don't know the name, the technical name of them, but they're not a groundhog. A groundhog's a little bigger.
Yeah.
But these are ground squirrels. And no, they don't have the big fluffy tails, and they're definitely not a chipmunk.
Okay. So it's crop protection. I think we can let that go then. And this is like a big event, isn't it? The roundup and all that. Is it party time?
Well, and people start coming through to shoot them like sometime in February. Mm-hmm. And the banquet that we have, the roundup, is just on one Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually kind of a whole season, and people that like to shoot varmints enjoy coming.
And varmint shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they don't have varmints where they live.
Right. Or the open spaces or, yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Or, you know, like we have varmints, but we can't shoot them. You can
right.
sue them. You can take them to court, but you can't shoot them.
Right.
So when they come through, don't they trample the alfalfa? That's kind of productive, counterproductive.
Well, if they come early.
Yeah.
The plants are just starting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't drive on the fields if it's muddy.
Sure.
Or, and then when the plant gets to a certain height, you can't see the ground squirrel.
No. Oh.
And so then kind of the fun's over until they cut the hay. And then there's a time period where you can see them again.
Yeah, hay cut at time. Are you in farming yourself, Sandra?
Well, I live on a ranch, mm-hmm. yeah. But personally, I'm not into farming.
No. What are you into?
I have a retail business. I have a grocery store.
Oh, you do? Are we catching you at the grocery store?
No, I'm home.
Oh, you're home. Mm-hmm. Who's watching the store?
The other employees.
Yeah, good. So you're the boss.
Yeah.
That's good. Good thing to be. And it's a retail, what sort of store? Grocery?
Grocery.
Yeah. And are you affiliated with a well-known grocery chain, or is it independent?
No, it's a small independent.
Well, good for you. How's business pretty good?
Oh, it's there are a few less people here than there were.
Mm-hmm.
And so business is down, but I think business is down in a lot of places.
Yeah. Page's Market, I'm told it's called Page's Market.
Yes, that's correct.
Is that the place to go if you're in Cedarville, stop into Page's Market for all your needs?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Is it strictly groceries, or you have some other collateral products as well? Or?
Well, there's grocery and, there's you know, general merchandise and other things. And then I do have another little business one block away.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
The Corner Store.
What?
The Corner Store.
Oh, the Corner Store.
Corner Store. Mm-hmm. And we have livestock feed and hardware.
And hardware.
Mm-hmm.
So you wear many hats. But you're wearing them at home, so that's perfect. You got people to run
it
down. Yeah, excellent. And it's kind of funny because when Sarah was talking about the founding of the town, she said it was founded. There was like an implement store or something when they founded the town, Cedarville.
It was a trading post.
Trading Fresh post.
Freshman Bonner Trading Post.
Right.
And and so it was one of the first businesses or buildings in Cedarville.
Yeah, so you probably are carrying on that tradition. If we're coming to Cedarville, now we heard about some of the things going on now. There's that thing we talked about, and then there's also, I know there's a ski hill nearby.
Yeah, Cedar Pass Ski Hill.
Yeah.
And there's not enough snow this year, so it's not open.
Oh, it's not.
And we have the Modoc District Fair
mm-hmm.
is in Cedarville.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to use our fairgrounds for other events and other purposes during the year when the fair is not going on.
Mm-hmm. Is there something coming up on the fairgrounds if people were coming out that way to escape our weather?
Where are you at, Wyoming?
No. It seems that way, but we're in Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. It's cold there right now.
It's
we're it got down to 10 degrees here about 10 days ago, but. Oh. We're kind of having a little heat wave now.
Yeah, we got up to 10 degrees about 10
minutes ago. Yes, you guys got the storm. We need the storm.
I don't know what it is. It's more of a way of life than a storm. You know?
Yes.
It's not habitable here. For some reason, the settlers came in. It must have been really terrible back in Germany, wherever they're from. And they thought, this is a paradise. Look at this. It's only 0 degrees here now.
All right, but isn't it pretty in the summer?
Yes, it is.
But until your growing season.
Until the biting insects come out.
Oh, okay.
You got about a month there. It's great here. But I'm sure out there it's like a paradise in the spring, right?
Well, we're in far northern California.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our growing season is like 90-some days, 96 days maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, it's a little bit more like high desert. So it's not like the southern part of California.
Yeah, yeah. If we were coming out there, Sandra, and we may, if it sounds good... What would you want to show us? You know, points of interest or points of local pride that you'd like to show us?
Well, there's a lot of older buildings on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
like the one I have the corner store in was the brick building, and it was built as a bank in 1906.
Mm-hmm.
And on down the way is the brick building that was the Kressler and Bonner Trading Post.
Oh, yeah. It's still there, huh?
Yeah. Same building.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And so Main Street has some historical buildings.
What's in there?
Through and that kind of thing.
Yeah. What's in there now on the Kressler and Bonner place?
Pardon me? Say it again.
What's in that place now, the trading place?
There are several little small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is like a secondhand shop.
Mm-hmm.
And Floating Island Publishers, a bookstore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Michael Sykes, he's been there for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 10 to 15 years. And in the past, one of the little buildings there, it's all one big brick building, but there's different entryways and
mm-hmm.
parts to it. There used to be a little business called Surprise there. It's a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And she recently relocated across the street, so she's still in business.
Yeah. The Surprise comes from Surprise Valley, right?
That's right.
Was
right.
it a surprise when they found it? Is that how it got the name? Or?
Well, I'm not sure the true history, but one of the stories is that when they came, because they would have come from across Nevada,
mm-hmm.
that when they came up over the hill and looked, you know, this way, the west, on the trail they were, mm-hmm. there was a surprise, because it's Surprise Valley is, we have good water that comes off of the mountain range, the mm-hmm. Warner Mountains, and so the valley, as the story goes, was green, and that the Great Basin Wild Rye was higher than the horse's heads.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a place where, you know, the settlers came through to get down into farther into California.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of them for the gold rush in Sutter County.
Mm-hmm.
And then one bunch of people, the Parmans, they had cattle and took them to, I believe, Sacramento Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And then that particular year, there was a drought, and they didn't know quite what to do. And I think Jeff Parman was the guy's name. He said he'd take the cattle back on up to Surprise Valley because there was good feed. So that's how the Parman family got here.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're still there?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're big ranchers there.
Yes.
I do remember we were flying into Sacramento one time, and there was this thing where you go over these, I don't know if they're foothills or mountains. I mean, to me, it's a mountain. I'm from here, you know.
Right.
They might have been foothills or something. And you go over.
No, there's the Warner Mountain Range.
Yes.
And it's significant.
Yeah, and you fly over it, and then you go over it, and it looks like Wisconsin on the other side. It's all green, like Wisconsin in the good weather, you know. All farmland and green, and it really is amazing. So it is
right.
kind of
Right, and so one side of our valley next to the Warner Mountains is all green,
mm-hmm.
and then the other side of the valley is Nevada,
yeah,
and it's the Hayes Range.
Yeah, well, that's really interesting. That could be the surprise, then. It was to me, I know that.
Right.
Well, Sandra, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us and taking your time here. I know you probably have to be thinking about what those people are doing now for you.
And there's one more I've got to
mention. Oh, yeah, sure.
As
Go
I
ahead.
Was talking about
yes.
The little restaurant Surprise down the street, and across from the Kressler and Bonner building
mm-hmm.
is a place called the Country Hearth,
mm-hmm.
and it's owned by a lady named Janet,
mm-hmm.
and she's been in business for probably 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and very good food. So
okay.
And what, I mentioned the other, I didn't want to not mention her.
You don't want to not mention Janet.
Right.
And what would you recommend there? Everything?
Everything, of course.
All right, thank you, Sandra Perriott.
Yeah.
So much for speaking with us. We have a little something for you from around here.
We do, Sandra. We'll be sending you the best of the Badger State in an assortment of cheeses made without artificial growth hormones, animal enzymes, or genetically modified ingredients from Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
Very good.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Sandra.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Very nice talking with you. Sandra Perriott from Cedarville, Bye. California, our town of the week. Okay, you want to do the thing?
Oh, yeah.
You got to take the thing out of the map there, that little dart. And you want to take the microphone probably, too, because Jeff doesn't need it right now. Oh, don't knock over the rooster.
So somebody has to throw the dart so we can have a new town of the week, and I'm wondering who might like to do that. That guy? Okay, got him locked down here.
That guy.
That guy over there. We'll find out who he is. And I'm not going to walk over anybody.
Job, he's got his phone strapped to his belt there.
Oh, does he?
Could be a phone slinger.
Oh.
He's a player.
He's a player.
What's your name?
Scott Hamilton.
And where are you in from, Scott?
I'm from Chicago with my wife.
Don't tell them. It's a secret. Come on down here. Do you have a dart throwing experience? Are you qualified?
No.
Perfect.
Ever thrown a dart, Scott?
Not in a long time.
Yeah.
So it's very simple. You look at the rearranged map of the United States.
Yeah.
And you aim...
At Michael, right?
At Michael.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh,
well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Back in Texas.
Back in Texas. Always in Texas. In Burke Burnett, Texas.
We got to move Texas offshore because it's getting all the hits. Thank you very much. Oh, here's something for you. Wait a minute. Don't leave. Oh, that's really too good. Here's a very nice coffee mug. Yeah, jazz at the Wharton Center.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hardly been used. Boy, do I feel like a jazz number now.
Huh?
I feel like such a jazz number now.
Okay. We'll play a little George Gershwin.
Ooh, I love Gershwin.
We'll strike up the band.
All right.